You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone is having a good week so far. I'm Robin, and if you haven't met me yet, I am an evidential medium and a psychic and an animal communicator, and I live in Asheville, North Carolina. Happy to do a reading today, and while I'm waiting for someone to join me, I did choose a card today, and it's all about balancing act. So if you feel like this week you are, I don't know, a little topsy-turvy, or you feel like you're juggling a thousand balls, take a breath. Go out and get some fresh air. Take a walk. Play with your dogs outside like I just did. And just take a deep breath. And just, I don't know, if you're unsure of your footing, just take a moment. Take a deep breath. Evaluate what areas are not feeling balanced right now. And then try to restore your equilibrium. I know today I was feeling like, ugh, I cannot catch up. I was up at 6:30 this morning and I was trying to catch up and my dogs were looking at me like, come on, mom, let's play. And finally, I just said, you know what? I'm taking a break. And I'm going to play with my dogs. And I have to tell you, they made me laugh. And they helped me to restore my equilibrium. And I felt more balanced and realized that maybe, just maybe, I can't juggle as much as I thought I was capable of. So let's do it, folks. Let's take a deep breath. And let's just go be slow and steady. And take breaks with your dogs, your children, yourself, and smile. I mean, the sun's out, at least where I am. I don't know what it's like where you are. Anyway, I hope that helps a little bit. And I guess I still have a few more minutes before someone pops on for their reading. What else can we talk about? The other thing I wanted to say, and I'm going to preface this by saying my daughter thinks I'm nuts, so maybe I am, but ever since my granddaughter was born, her name is Iris, all of a sudden, every time I turn around, I'm being emailed or called, or there is a name on TV, and the name is always Iris. I think it's really important that we take that as symbolism or a message. I mean, in this respect, it's not a message from the other side, but it could be a message about something, you know? I mean, read into it. Don't read into it too much. Don't take it too seriously. But with that being said, I am going to say hello to Josephine. How are you today, Josephine?
I'm well, thank you.
What can I do for you today?
Can you tell me anything?
I'm sorry? Can I help you with something?
Do you have anything for me?
Did you want psychic? Did you have any specific questions? Okay. Well, I'm going to...
Not really.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle the tarot cards and sync in with your energy. And while I'm doing that, just take a deep breath and think about yourself. And let's see what happens. So, Josephine, what I'm picking up as the most important thing right now is don't get too attached to an outcome. Be open to what is for your highest and your best, if that makes any sense. Sometimes we get so attached to what we want to happen, we're not allowing what is for our highest and best to come in. So that's the first thing I'm getting for you. I'm also getting that I'm getting a new beginning for you when it comes to either a business partnership or a relationship. It's possible it could be a relationship with a child. I'm not getting the exact relationship at the moment, but I'm getting a new beginning. And I'm also picking up that you are spending time healing, spending time with yourself, and you're growing. It's almost like you're jumping on your own journey and moving forward and allowing yourself to maybe have a new partnership with yourself. But I'm also picking up on someone else. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also picking up, so I do feel like this might have something to do with money as well. I don't know if you're overthinking money, but I do feel like, you're moving forward. So I feel like, I don't feel like you have to worry about finances. I feel like the finances are just going to start to grow. I'm not saying magically, they're not going to just grow magically, but I am getting that while you're on this journey and allowing yourself to grow and believing in yourself, which is very important, the finances are going to, you're going to find the finances, whether it's building your business, or figuring out how to invest, the finances are going to grow. And I feel like you will see a difference by around, I mean, it's not exact, but around July. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions? Yeah, or should I just keep?
Yeah, keep going. Do I have any from my loved ones?
Let's see. So at first, I'm just going to let you know that I do feel like you need to take a chance with yourself, okay? Take a chance on yourself and believe in yourself, because that's super important right now for this chapter. And who's coming through? There's a female coming through. I do feel like she's blood related. I am getting mom, but I don't feel like this is your action. I feel like your mom is still here. Does that make sense? Has your mom passed?
No, they're both gone. Yeah.
Okay. So I am getting a mom energy. I also feel like your grandmom is here too. So I feel like you're getting two women on either side of you. One of them really enjoyed cooking in the kitchen and enjoyed her kitchen time. And I want to say the other one, I feel like sewed. And that was how she relaxed. She had to be moving her hands at all times. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like sewing, but I don't know where it comes from.
Oh, okay. So you're the one who's, your mom's talking about how you sew to pass the time and to relax. Would you understand that she spent the time in the kitchen cooking and that helped her relax? Does that make any sense to you? Okay. So I'm just getting, she's glad that you are I feel like the sewing has taken more time for you because it relaxes you. And she wants you to know she's glad that you're finding that hobby or that it's not a hobby though. It's something you should be doing more of. I feel like, I feel like people like what you're making. And I almost feel like she wants you to, I don't either start a business or sell some of the things you're sewing, but she's also talking about drawing. So I don't know if you're drawing designs or drawing something before you sew it, but she keeps talking about use your creativity to start your next adventure. And I do feel like it's almost like she's saying this is an adventure because it's going to bring you happiness, but also different people in your life that are going to support you and keep you high, if that makes sense. I don't mean high, but happy.
Yeah.
I feel like she's telling you that you're getting ready to cross over the bridge to something so beautiful that you need to be prepared because this summer, I don't know if it's summer in Australia, but I do feel like this next chapter of your life, as you cross over that bridge, is going to be so stunning and adventurous. You're just going to be celebrate. I just keep getting celebration. Your mom just wants you to know that it's right there and you can just grab it now. And she wants you to make sure you do that. So I'm still picking up psychically that it's time for you to take a chance on yourself. But your mom comes through and says, oh, yes, please start believing in who you are and follow your destiny, because that's going to bring the people that need to be in your life to you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
okay. So what else is she talking about? She's also talking about, would you understand that you have a dog? Or that
I have
you,
a dog?
Yeah. Do you have a dog?
I did have a dog.
Okay, because
that dog, have a dog.
Okay, I feel like the dog is with her. And I keep getting, does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like, I don't feel like your mom is a dog person or was a dog person, but she is now. And I keep getting the impression that you're supposed to have a dog in your life right now. I know that sounds crazy. Aww. But I do feel like there's a dog that's going to find you and you're just going to see the eyes of this dog, and the dog's eyes are going to remind you, not of your other dog, but of your mom. So I don't know how or why, but I do feel like this dog is going to be with you on your new adventure. Okay. I know we only have a few seconds left, but I want to leave you with love and light. And I'm sorry, the message I think today is believe in who you are and keep walking.
Yeah.
Keep walking forward. Yeah. Don't give up.
Makes sense. Makes
sense. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Have a great rest of your week. Mm-hmm.